Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No social media if you're under 16. Wow, it's huge, and it is happening in Australia. This week, Australia put in a groundbreaking law into effect, forcing major platforms like TikTok and Instagram and X to identify and deactivate the accounts of users under 16. Oh my gosh, I have so many questions about this and so many thoughts. Joining us is Dr. Sarah Paper. She is a psychologist with Allina Health, specializing in child and adolescent psychology. Dr. Paper is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and thanks for joining us, Doc.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is this a good idea? Ban all social media for people under 16?
I mean, it's a complicated idea, and I think it is just addressing the surface issue instead of the underlying issues. And for one, as I think about it, adolescents are smarter than many of us adults when it comes to social media, and they would most likely find a way around it. And I worry about who it's limiting access to, like who is going to suffer the most from it, because there are benefits to social media. And if you think about marginalized groups, kids who are searching for people who have a similar identity, if they don't have access to that, where are they going to get those needs met? And so if we instead focused on building up the resources that these kids and teens need versus limiting their access to ones that we find unhealthy, I think that would be more effective, personally.
Okay, I'm pretty surprised by your answer, because all I keep hearing, I mean, really, all I hear is that social media is terrible. It's the downfall of our kids. They don't even know how to talk to each other anymore. They're not actually socials. That social media is the devil. Are you saying that social media is okay for our kids?
I think it can be okay. I think that when kids are struggling, their social media use would mirror their struggles. And so it's more important to think about, like, what mental health struggles does your child have and how can you address those with therapy, with other activities. And if your child is active and has things going on, if you're sitting down and doing homework with them, if they have sports that they're going to, if they have theater activities that they're going to, or arts activities or chess competitions, I don't know, then they don't have time to be on social media. So there's that piece too. Can we build up their life so they're not, their only life isn't social media? And can we help them to develop healthy social media habits? Because there are some benefits to it. And I think just taking it away isn't really the answer. It's similar to banning junk food versus increasing access to healthy foods.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
But that hasn't happened. Like, we still have chess competitions and we still have sports, but there are still so many kids that choose not to do chess because they'd rather go home and look at their phone, right?
I don't know if it's rather. And we do have budget cuts that are cutting funding for different activities and busing for after-school programming. And so sometimes it's the ability to do so. And so they might not have the means or opportunities to engage in those activities. Mm-hmm. But and they might need social. What are they going to do instead? You know, I think we have to think about if a child doesn't have those activities for whatever reason, whether they're choosing not to, what are they going to do instead? So instead of saying, get off your phone, get off social media, we need to provide alternatives. We need to help them. We need to support them in engaging in other activities. And we need to get off our phones.
Do you not believe that this ban in Australia will make the teens healthier or reduce the mental health incidences or reduce bullying? Do you not think this will be effective in Australia?
I mean, I'm not sure. I think we'll have to wait and see. I think Australia is doing a lot of other things that can benefit teens' mental health and also reduce suicide. And I think we have to look at some of those things that we can do as well. I don't think just taking it away is going to be helpful because we have people who have been relying on it for a lot of things. And so if we take away something that's been helping somebody who might be completely lonely and isolated at school, but has some online friends through social media, other means, and we just take that away from them without helping them access other social connections, what's going to happen? And so I think we have to look at it deeper before we just make a decision to remove it, because there are pros and cons. There are positive aspects and there are unhealthy aspects. And the bigger thing is what's been found in research is it's the addictive behavior when it comes to social media. And addiction is, no matter what it is about underlying mental health conditions. And so we have to make sure we're not cutting resources for mental health services.
Right. So if Australia has done this, they've banned all social media.
Right.
So
right.
What I'm hearing you say, just so I fully understand it, because I'm actually pretty surprised about your answer that social media can be good. I mean, are you not surprised that I'm surprised?
No, I'm not surprised that you're surprised. No, because I think that's the message that's out there. But research shows that there are benefits and there are risks. So it can do either one, and most of it depends on the mental health of that child, right? So if a child is not well, they're going to use it in ways that can be even more harmful. And if a child is doing well, they're not going to be sucked into it to the same degree, and they might be connecting with other people. They might have opportunities to kind of express their creativity. There can be lots of ways. I think we have to help them to use it in a healthy way. finding, you know, and positive things out there.
Okay, so do you think those benefits of, let's say, you know, a kid connecting with another kid who may be LGBTQ, or a child connecting with another child who, you know, has, you know, depression, do you think the benefits of, you know, unlimited access to social media outweigh the risks that we do know? Like you said, addiction, negatively affecting moods, creating depressive behaviors, or online bullying. You know, more time spent on social media has been shown to lower cognitive testing scores. Do you think those benefits of certain communities outweigh the risk for the other kids that maybe don't have mental health problems?
I mean, I think that it's, so we've looked at a lot of research that has correlations, but we don't know the cause. And so we know that kids who have lower test scores, kids who have higher rates of depression, have increased rates of time on social media. But are they trying to avoid, distract, numb the depression? Are they trying to escape some of their stressors? Or are these escapes causing them to be more depressed? Or is it an interaction effect? I don't think we know enough yet to really make a decision about banning. And so I think we have to, like, look into it deeper and also have more conversations with teenagers. We need to understand what it is they're doing, what they're getting out of it, what they like about it, and then help them to manage cyberbullying, help them to manage some of the negative comparisons they might be doing in social media or in real life as well, and help them have conversations with us and trust us.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't agree with America, let's say, enacting a social media ban for kids under 16?
I don't think, personally, I don't think a full ban without, like, other things in place would be a good idea right now. I think we have to look at what are the benefits and how can we replace those. Mm-hmm. Particularly, like, in Minnesota, like, kids in rural areas have higher rates of suicide, and some of that is because they don't have the social connections. They have increased access to firearms. They have struggles with poverty. They might have, you know, less activities and ways to connect with people. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure we can help people connect. I think teaching kids to use social media in a healthy way would be more effective, because they will find a way around the ban. They are smarter than us.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we can teach kids to use social media in a healthy way?
Yes. Yeah, I think we can, especially if we're being healthy and we're teaching them or modeling and we're providing other opportunities. I mean, when they're younger, yeah, you need to be guiding them and spending time on top of, like, what they're doing. And then as they get older, really helping them have more autonomy and independence with their use.
Is this something that we're teaching in school? Because I don't know that parents have the answer to that. I don't know that parents know how to teach their kids how to be responsible with social media.
I don't think in school it's being taught, but I think parents, we probably need more resources for that, for kids, for parents to, like, have those conversations with their kids and be engaged with their children and spend time with their children and have these, you know, conversations about what are you doing on social media, or, like, making sure you follow them on social media, making sure you understand social media so that you can help them. If you don't understand social media, you're not going to be able to help them, and they're going to access it. They're going to use it because their friends are as well, and kids don't want to be left out.
For our listeners, are there some resources that you can point us to? We're speaking with Dr. Sarah Paper. She's a psychologist at Allina Health. Yeah. What are some resources that our listeners and I can look at?
Yeah, the American Psychological Association has a publication. So if you go on their website, the title of it is Health Advisory on Social Media Use in Adolescents. It's from 2024. And so it gives some tips on how to kind of help parents help their adolescents. And citing, too, they comment that their lives online often reflect their lives offline. And so figuring out how to help channel that and help them manage that.
Dr. Sarah Paper, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before I let you go?
I think one thing, and this may be also be surprising, I think it's important for us to think back to when we say, like, kids are on their phone all the time, they're on their phone all the time, they're on the phone all the time. I think to also think back to our own childhoods and calculate how much time did we spend reading a newspaper, reading a Tiger Beat or Teen Bop magazine, reading Cosmo, looking at catalogs, reading books, being on phone calls, writing notes to our friends, looking through an encyclopedia, watching television, watching movies, playing video games. I mean, these are all things that they're doing on their phone, and how much time do we spend doing all of those things?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sarah Papa, thank
you. Anyway,
yeah, that's right. Thank you so much for the time and this enlightening interview. I appreciate it, and thank you so much. We'll have you on again.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.